In what might be the only dry part of Quick Stadium with Paul Riley, the head coach of the Independents, your game has been rained out. I'm sure it's for the better, but I know that on a day like this, when a lot of people were paying attention to soccer, you guys wanted to put on a good show and showcase so many new players.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say it was rained out, more like lightning out, but yeah, it's disappointing because you got a lot of big players from both teams. You got, you know, probably 14 national team players on show tonight, so I expected a big crowd, and it's a shame, but the weather didn't cooperate at all. At the end of the day, the safety of the players is the most important thing, and the safety of the fans, so it's probably a better decision to cancel the game and play on a different day.
Talk about having Natasha Kai on this team and what she's done so far and how she's fit in.
Well, I was looking forward to seeing A-Rod and Tash today for the first time together up front. We only saw them for about half a game last week, and we were excited to have them go against Rampone and the crew. But she's been great since she's got in. You know, she's taken the team on her shoulders, and you know, obviously not having A-Rod around is not going to be easy as the season drags along. But we've got another go-to forward, and I think we've got probably the two top forwards in the league, and it's up to us to give him some production and give him some passes that they can get onto. And you know, if we can get both of them in double figures, I think we'll be pretty close to the playoffs.
For people who didn't see last weekend's game, Sinead Fairley has fit in pretty quickly with this team.
Sinead's 1 year away from the full national team. I think this is what she needs. She needs a year in WPS with Laura Lindsay, with Buzkowski, with Tina DiMartino, and just get experience of playing against the best players in the world. But she is a top player and one of the best midfielders I've ever coached. And she's comfortable on the ball, great vision, got speed, she can defend, she can crack a ball, she can open a game up, she's got good range of passing, a lot of great qualities, and I'll be shocked if she's not on the Olympic team by the time they get to the Olympics in this time next year.